perspective, the women. This is View from Venus, only on AM 980.
And welcome to View from Venus. I'm Sue McKittrick. My guest today, Lorena Dixon, Suzanne Bernier, Assistant Professor of Anatomy and Cell Biology at Western. She's also a Canada Summer Games radio volunteer. That's how I've met her this week. Suzanne in the corner. She's in her own little radio station, and she's actually got a real job and a real career, too. And Megan Walker is here as well, the executive director of the Battered Women's Advocacy Center. That always makes me stumble. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great. Really well, thanks.
Good, good. Well, let's start with Suzanne with the Canada Summer Games. First of all, how do you like it? You're into cell biology. It's a little different being in radio, isn't it?
Oh, it's a great escape from the lab.
Yeah?
I'm learning a lot of new, different things, learning a lot about radio, and having a good time finding out about how everything is done, and just being part of the games is a wonderful experience.
What surprised you so far about radio, the people and the station and how it actually works? Or is it what you thought?
Oh, it's definitely not what I thought. I'm really surprised at how the radio stations all interact, and really there's a cooperative nature, and where the sharing of resources. It's really an interesting.
We like you guys, too.
Yeah.
They're in our little corner, and they're being very friendly and nice.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, no, another radio station in this building. And they're going to use our computers and stuff, but they're all very nice.
We get to check facts for you.
Exactly. You guys are the best with things like chef de mission. We have to find out if there's an English translation, and there isn't. You have to just use your best French.
We all sound like fools.
Exactly. Well, Canada Summer Games, couple of, to me, they're human interest stories. They're great stories. Just interesting things. The Quebec women's volleyball team had the bikini bottoms on, and they were told to cover up. And apparently it was a rule. They did know about it, but they usually play in their full bikinis. They had the tops on, the normal tank tops on, but they had the bikini bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
They were told to cover up or, I guess, don't compete. And then also this week, the steeplechase Quebec athlete lost his bronze medal and was sent home for mooning the crowd in the medal presentation.
I can't believe that. Yeah, I really can't.
Let's start with you, Lorena. What do you think about those two stories?
I think they're great stories, and that both of them are stories. There was a lot of talk when the first one happened with the bikini bottoms that it wasn't a story.
Big debate in the newsroom. Is this news or not? Because it was a rule, and, well, it's something people are going to talk about. And
exactly.
Yes, they are.
Sometimes you have to base your news on what people are going to be talking about at the water cooler, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of talk. And this definitely was worth it. It was a great story. And I guess the question was whether it was a story because there was no problem. They said, sure, we'll wear our shorts. So mm-hmm. there was no real controversy there. But that it happened was the funny part. And, you know, the big difference between the people in Atlanta playing in their little thongs and
yep.
stuff, the girls
yep.
in Australia,
yep.
And then this, you know, having to wear the baggy
bottoms. Yeah, I thought the news was that there even was a rule they couldn't wear those.
Yeah.
Because, you know, men wear Speedo bathing suits,
yes,
and
do.
So
do
women
yes.
when they swim, and that doesn't create any difficulties. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of sports, you wear fewer clothes mm-hmm. to enhance your abilities or as just part of, you know, the get-up.
And it's beach volleyball.
Exactly.
Beach
volleyball, what else you wear on the beach?
Very active,
yeah.
Active sport, and certainly the triathletes, mm-hmm. they have to wear something that allows them to move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was such an archaic rule, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about sexualizing one's body. By having a rule like that, you focus on the clothing instead of the athletic performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought that was the news, was that there was even a rule, period.
Yeah.
Well, I can see if the male coach or something said, you guys get in this slinky bikini and do a show for the crowd, then they could be mad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the women were like, we're comfortable wearing this stuff. We're on the beach playing volleyball.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
But the coaches should have, if that was actually a rule on the book,
mm-hmm.
they should have been on top of their athletes.
Yeah.
No, they got
so
the team.
They
got their team some extra coverage, though,
that's
didn't they?
True.
They knew what
that's
they were
great.
Doing.
Yeah.
What about the mooning guy?
Oh, that's
Lorena,
crazy.
What do you think?
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious, but wrong.
Yeah.
Bad. Don't do this at home. But.
Oh, I can see if he didn't win a medal and they were running around with their other teammates or something and he mooned. That's okay, but not in front of an audience that's come out there and paid money to see you, and you've excelled in your sports so much so that you've won a medal. And
mm-hmm.
I remember they said that he actually didn't expect to win a medal. So,
yeah.
you know, keep it
when
in
you're
your
happy.
Shorts, buddy. It's
it's interesting. I think sometimes people do things in the height of the excitement, you know, this impulsive thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess for him, he's learned a really tough lesson at age 23 that you've got to really contain those impulses and have a few boundaries. But I think it's a great news story, isn't it? Yeah. I think it's fun. Yeah.
Isn't it making everybody pay more attention to the games?
In fact, I think it is all of the human interest stories that are making people pay attention to the games, not the actual sporting events. Most people in the community, when I talk to them, they're not interested in the sporting events. Mm-hmm. They're not participating in that, but they love hearing the stories about what's going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not all like the smut and dirt. The 9-year-old diver, like things
amazing.
Like that, and the record breakers in London. That's the kind of stuff that stands out.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about you, Suzanne? What do you think?
Well, I think they've also been doing a good job of profiling some of the volunteers, and that's interesting to see where are people coming from. This is not what they normally do, and they're having a chance to really have exposure to different exposure to the sports, exposure to young athletes.
I agree with that, and I really love that the Free Press, they're putting profiles of their volunteers in the paper. And you know how sometimes you think, whatever happened to so-and-so? Mm-hmm. Well, I used to get my car serviced at Marty O'Brien Station out in Westtown Plaza Mall, and I always wondered, whatever happened to Marty O'Brien? And there was his picture in the paper as a volunteer for the games. And I thought, he's still healthy. You know, I think it's neat.
So are you going to come and do some more work for us on Real Radio, too?
Oh, well, when
are you loving
whatever
it up?
Opportunities come up, it's it's one of those things that, If something comes up, you just have to try it. It's something different in life. And, I'm certainly in my area is science. A lot of people think it's very quiet and rigorous. And there's a lot of different opportunities to really do science education out in the public as well.
Yeah, I'm picturing you in a little lab coat with your little dishes. And
I'm just picturing you with this really big brain, because I think you have to be really smart to be in science.
No, I just have swollen joints.
Well, the Canada Summer Games, again, all this stuff, it's too bad in a way that it's sort of negative publicity, but I think all of it is publicity, and it helps everything. We've had the young diver, we've had the car crash, the person that ended up hitting the poles in the store and everything.
Yeah.
That, again, bad news story, but it makes you pay attention that the fact the games are on, and they've added more seats to the beach volleyball today because of this. So all of it is helping.
And the weather's been great.
The weather has been excellent.
Yeah, really
great. The giant heat wave right before this is all set.
Yeah, and there's been no rain at all at any of the events.
Only on the turnaround day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break on View from Venus, and we're going to come back with a couple of strange topics. We're going to do a little bit of wedding, and we're going to do a little bit of Church of God right after this.
You're listening to View from Venus. Sue and her guests will be right back on AM 980.
View from Venus. I'm Sue McKittrick. My guests today, Lorena Dixon, Suzanne Bernier, and Megan Walker. And we're going to talk just for a couple minutes about this, the Church of God in Elmer. This the Family and Children's Services group in St. Thomas got a hold of this thing they call like a training handbook. It's called Mommy, Daddy, We Would See Jesus, Training Our Children for the Glory of God. Now, the church officials have kind of stepped back a little bit from this and said some of the things in the book are too harsh for them. They don't promote it, but they do use it as a guide. And, of course, they believe in hitting the children with sticks or a rod to discipline them and to train them. And I guess it's just, we knew this, but it's more shocking this week because they even talk in this book about a six-month-old baby. Kind of starting in the crib. There's a story about a 9-month-old baby that was grabbing things, and someone had to babysit her, and they had to train her by hitting her little hands. And they don't want kids to grab for things. They don't want kids to say no. They don't want kids to have tantrums. Nobody wants them to, but not too many people hit them with sticks. Any comments on this, you guys? Just this whole story. Isn't it kind of extra shocking when you hear about a 6-month-old baby?
I think the whole thing is appalling, and I just think, you know, beating people into submission is just not the way that we should be teaching our children what's right and wrong. I've always believed that children need to be given choices and then be held accountable for the choices that they've made, so they have to live with those consequences. And the only thing that hitting a child teaches a child is to be fearful of the person who's hitting them. And I want my kids to behave wherever they are, not just when they're in my own home. And unfortunately, when you hit your children, they tend only to behave in their own homes in front of the person that's hitting them.
They're scared of you.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's absolutely appalling, and I just I don't think they can distance themselves far enough from this issue. You know, we live in new times where there are new interpretations of the Bible, and those interpretations of the Bible are no longer given any credence by most credible churches in society. So even the whole thing about spare the rod, spoil the child, is not the way that was intended. The rod was intended to bring the sheep in, you know, to protect the child or the sheep in the biblical times, not to destroy them by hitting them. And
well, children certainly learn by example, and this is not necessarily a good example.
Even like they've taken the childhood away from these children when they talk about children being allowed to cool down in a swimming pool, but they must remain, you know, they
fully
must
clothed.
Fully clothed.
Yeah.
You know, what are they trying to say to these children? Your bodies are something to be ashamed of, and they even admit that sex is something not to be enjoyed. Which,
don't let
you
the kid ever even think about touching him or herself and get your clothes on, and they don't want nine-month-old babies grabbing for things like they do that.
Mm-hmm. Or squirming when they're in a diaper change.
Well, that's the way you learn about your environment. You really interact with it.
Yeah, so it's pretty shocking.
Yeah, I'm really glad that my children don't have to be exposed to that. And I feel very sad for the children who live in those families who are being raised in that manner. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful to have a Children's Aid Society that will intervene on behalf of those children in those cases.
Yeah, I think actually when this came out in the paper the other day, that a lot of people maybe had made their decision that this family was, you know, they were hard on this family because they never
because of the footage and the grab the kids from their family.
Right. Yeah. But I think it changed a lot of people's minds when they actually read some of the things that these people believe in, or, you know, some of them do, and they raise their kids with guides like this. Although I was glad to see only 1,000 copies had been sold.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean
that's a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a shocking story. Hopefully, there's some peaceful ending to this. I guess everybody's in a truce right now, and they'll clear it up with more meetings next month. Anyway, on to a new topic. Let's talk about some good stuff. Suzanne just got married 3 weeks ago.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Tell us about the wedding. Was it a big frilly do, or was it a small, short, sweet ceremony? Or
nice and organized.
Yeah?
Oh.
Organized.
Well, everything went off really well. Good organization ahead of time, and then really having lots of help from friends and family to pull everything together. Excellent. No, it went really fine. It was a great experience.
Did your husband help a lot with the preparation?
He did. He had a lot of input into what he wanted to see happen.
Yeah,
and that was really important. Yeah.
And did you wear the beautiful Princess Diana wedding gown?
Well, Princess Diana, maybe not. I'm from Montreal, and I was really pleased to be able to found the dress in Montreal. And so a little bit of Montreal came to London when I got
married. That's really nice.
Something borrowed, something blue, something en français. There you go.
And your maid of honor wasn't traditional, was it?
No, it was my brother.
It was a man of honor. That's excellent. Well, congratulations.
And I just had my first wedding anniversary. And
did
that was
you?
Lovely.
Well,
yes.
Congratulations to you, too.
I made it through 1 year.
Was your wedding all smooth and lovely and organized?
It was great. We loved it. Jack Burkhart married us.
How do you do?
No way.
Yeah.
Wasn't he great?
He was great.
Yeah.
He's got the best voice of any minister.
Great. I made him at the end. You know how they usually say, I now pronounce you husband and wife. I made him say, I now pronounce you wife and husband.
Oh, really?
That's great. Yeah, and we made a deal. If he was allowed to do a couple more prayers than I was comfortable with, he would do my little shtick. So
that's excellent. So you got a little bit of God in the ceremony.
Yeah, we had to have a little bit. But
we only had a little bit in ours because we were in Vegas. So how about you, Lorena? You're You're still a newlywed.
Yeah, actually, our anniversary was in June, our first anniversary,
too. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. And one of the funniest things, I was telling some friends about this the other day, was that my dog got involved in the service. Not actually, but I was so careful with my wedding gown. It had a long train, and I had it, you know, you set it out that morning, and you've got the train all flat and everything. Mm-hmm. And one of my best friends came upstairs, and she said, "Your dog's on your gown." Black dog that sheds a lot,
man.
Was lying right on the gown.
Oh, how comfy would it be, though?
Oh, she was happy. She was so happy.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. Well, we're out of time again. View from Venus just flies by. And I want to thank the guests today, Lorena, Suzanne, and Megan. I'm Sue McKittrick, and we will do it again next Friday.